بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This afternoon we began reading from this kitab, very beautiful kitab, Jamal Muhammadi, the beauty, the manifestation of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to study the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is very important for us. The seerat, the life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for a believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has different hukuk and rights upon us. Iman bil Rasul, Muhabbat al Rasul, Dhikr al-Rasul, Ita'at al-Rasul, all these are rights. That we believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, messengerhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with a final Nabi, with a final da'wat. And we believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in every sunnah of his, every qawl, every fail, every utterance, every action of his. We have aqidat and belief. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the way of life is complete, most beautiful way. There's nothing more beautiful. In the sunnat way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, designed by who? By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah designed a complete lifestyle and reserved it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing more beloved to Allah jalla jalaluhu in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This we have to convince ourselves, because the environment around us doesn't allow us to love the sunnat or to be convinced about the sunnat. We'll feel something always better. Right, to put it in a very crude way, as you mentioned, that we want all the likes, but for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's only dislikes. We don't like how your topi is, we don't like how your beard is, we don't like the sunnah that you brought, we don't like the length of your pants, we don't like the length of your kurta, we don't like. We might not see it, but the amalan, in action, we're showing it. That really, and we see it so commonly right now, even a hafiz al-Quran, can be an alim of deen. Hazrat says also, the alim of deen went on holiday. Kurta flew away, Tobi flew away also. Meet him on the beach, he said, Ram Sahib, Morana, didn't recognize you. You can chill out, holiday now. So there's garb now, the sunnah is only for masjid. Now in free time, I am free, azadi. Azadi is a bimari. Azadi means maghribiyat, freedom. Just want to be free. We're not convinced that in the sunnat is complete success. Sunnat ajmal hai, akmal hai, ashal hai. Shabr al-Haq sahab rahimullah used to say that the sunnat is ajmal, the most beautiful way. Akmal, the perfect way. People say I'm a perfectionist. What's perfection? Sunnat. Who designed it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately myself also, we go for a da'wat and it was full of extravagance. What do you say? A top da'wat. It was top. Meaning it was furthest away from the sunnah, it was tops. And if it was simple, closest to sunnah, but how the da'wah, shame they were trying. It's alright, alhamdulillah. It was okay. You know, simple, everything was just simple. We say, bichara, shame. It was simple. But the extravagance, it tops. We just see now how the mind has been colonized. We can't even think correctly as believers. As believers in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we think it to be shame. There's something now faulty. Na'uzu billah. It's the most perfect way. House is simple. Everything is simple. Most perfect way. Most beautiful, most perfect, and ashal is the easiest way to do anything. Sunnat hardly cost anything. Hazrat mentioned also, how do I know that my dressing is closest to the sunnah? Hazrat says, not only for the men, for the women also. Number one, it didn't cost me much. Number two, nobody will look at me a second time. And number three, I can perform namaz anyway. Simple, subhanAllah. How practical our Hazrat teaches us. Didn't cost me much. Number two, nobody will say, very smart kurta this. I feel the material also. Tops, oh the abaya, where you bought it from. Nobody will give a second look. And if I read namaz somewhere on the grass, somewhere we're going to stop, suffer. No problem. Not now, Guru. Pull my kurta up. Mustn't get dirty. Just the thing. To the extent, simplicity, when Hazrat came home also, it was Yom al-Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah, so Hazrat, give me the kurta, we'll iron it. He said, just now I'll give it to you. I went a second time. I went a third time. Then finally Hazrat told me, he said, Mullah Yusuf, it's sunnah to iron the kurta. I never thought about it. We take it to be farz. Has to be ironed. So speaking now about making niyat, we're just doing things blindly. Then we realize that we come to Madinah Munawwara, what, What ta'alluq we came with? What we came for really? Do we know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Before we go to other places in the world for shopping, we go on all the websites. We're checking where 50% discount, nice summer sale over there. Right? Download the app, you get 25% discount. One police app also is telling me, police app on holiday to Dubai. So I did all the complete research. Download all the apps, 25%, 50% discount. That would mean summer discount, winter discount. Hey, I saved enough money. I saved enough reason of discounts only. Now what research he did just to get discounts? But when we come to Madina Munawwara, there's no interest. Maybe we go Sirat Kitab. To understand who I'm going to visit, what to get from there, what to take back home. We're going to all other venues and we're taking back packets and packets and packets. And then do I got a few dollars left? Now duty free. It just busted there now. Just buy the thing. Chocolates, you don't worry what the price is now. Just finish it off. Whole thing now, I got a few dollars left, give it a sadqa. Give it to him. I'm leaving Madina Munawwara. So a cleaner there. And clean my heart out and give him the sadqa. But I'll save it for duty free. I didn't have chocolates in my life. Now we had so much. Give it in the path of Allah. Give it to the people of Madina Munawwara. So Hazrat says, the only way or the quickest and easiest way to connect to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to study the seer. The more you study about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's impossible. It's impossible that you will not fall in love with him. Look at our youngsters, how much they're studying and they're following this league and that league. All right? Fantasy league, as it says. Fantasy league. What's the fantasy league now in your brain? You must choose your players. Who you think will be chosen for the team? And youngsters are breaking their head about it also. He says now, the peanut gallery of your brain, the brain like a peanut it is now, who's going to worry about who you chose? Anybody's going to ask you for your mashwara. Who's going to ask you your mashwara? But how much of brain power you put in there now? For nothing. Put it in the sunnah, you'll get some sawab, you get some reward, you go in the qabr, it will help you. Qiyamah's day will help you in the scale. But the life is going like that. No fikr, no concern. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what qurbani he made for me that I have iman. Now really we sit by the mashayikh, we study the sunnah, we realize, really do I believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Really do I? Am I impressed by him? Am I convinced that that is the way of life? One is to first convince myself, then to make amal upon it. Now I haven't even convinced myself, now is the amal. So even the clothing I'm wearing, the abayas you are buying, at the time when we're purchasing also, am I buying it because it is closest to the sunnah, that it'll cover my satr, that I look smart in the eyes of Allah? Is that niyat, does it feature anywhere when I'm shopping? I'm just buying it because it's smart. This is the thing to wear right now. No reward. It'll become a burden for you on the day of Qiyamah. Because you're not convinced about the sunnah, and you haven't studied the sunnah also. When's the last time we sat down with the family, or myself, open one kitab on sirat, and studied about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so I can fall in love with him. And the more you study someone, the more you'll fall in love with him. Youngsters now, they know that player, all right, what cereal he's having, what cold drink he's drinking, whether he has coffee, whether he has tea, all right, all of that they know. What kind of a haircut he has, what kind of socks he wears, what kind of underpants he wears also. And it's become a culture that we have people in those countries also, they go and dig the bones of the actors and actresses just to go and see now what they're eating on the table. They go and dig the bun, right? And they see now, okay, this is what they have within their home. So this is now what we should be having also. To that extent, they go and dig in the bins of the celebrities. As you say, we call them pop stars. Because in Jahannam, when they will burn, they will pop like popcorn also. But now I want to follow them. Look at their style. Look at what they're wearing. So he says, go and study the sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and see the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then I can stand there in the Rose of Mubarak for make salat and salam. I go, some kunish you, Nabi of Allah, I know you. I know you. I want to become like you. I want to make a dua to Allah. Allah makes me like you. But that dua doesn't feature also that I'm scared. Like one masjid we were in, the trustees were sitting in the wuzu khana. So It was such that now they all met up, did the wuzu, they're making wuzu. So one old Jamaat Sati was there, so he knew all of such things. So he says, I make dua Allah, accept all of your performance. Say Ameen, the way they duct, Ya Allah. He said, you're scared to be accepted. You're scared for Kabuliyat. You're scared. If my life changes, what's going to happen? If your life changes, everything will happen. Allah Ta'ala pulls you, who's going to pull you back? But you're scared to make the dua, Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq. Make me like Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, where his lifestyle comes into me, everything will go out. The caps and the jeans and the t-shirts. I'm scared to let it go. I'm scared to let it go. When Malakul Maut will come and take out the ruh, then Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned that a person, his tawbah will be accepted hatta yugharghir, until he starts gurgling. The ruh comes here. Then it's too late. Then the eyes turn over. Now you see the akhirat. And at that time, then he said to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Rabbi irji'un. Allah, send me back quickly. La'alli a'manu salihan fi ma tarakt. I just want to do one good deed which I left behind. Just supposed to sort something out. One good amal. I made the need for 3 days, for 40 days, so many years, Ya Allah. Let me just go and do it now. Kalla. Never, you can't go back. Finish, your time is expired. You had all opportunities. Went for Umrah, went for Hajj, went in the path of Allah, but you didn't make niyyah to change. You just went to spend time, just to pass the time. But there was no intention in the heart, Ya Allah, I want to change my life. I want to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to dress my children like them also. To check on their hair, their dressing, the length of their kurta. They're not small things, they are major things. These are major, major things in our life. The sunnah beard also, these are all major things. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came when two emissaries, messengers came from the Roman emperor, Persian emperor. They came to Medina Munawwara and they came to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were all dressed in their fancy clothing. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw their face, he turned his face away. They came again, he turned his face away. Finally, they asked him, then why do you turn your face away? They had no beards. They had thick mustaches. He says, who commanded you to do a thing like this? Who commanded you to do a thing like this? To mutilate this mutilation of the skin of the face, to remove the beard. Who commanded you to do this? They say, our Rabb. So who is your Rabb? He said, the emperor. Say, my Rabb is Allah. But Allah commands me to awfir al-luha, to lengthen the beard and wahfu al-shawarib, and to remove the mustache completely. He couldn't stand the sight of them also. Now how can I go stand by him in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and to say, I came to Medina Munawwara. In reality, I haven't come. I've come to cause taklif here. That's why we have to prepare ourselves before we come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we can ask O Nabi of Allah, intercede for me. Yes, we are weak. We're not going to get 100%, but at least I can make the niyat. I can make the intention for the masturat, also for the ladies, to don the parda and say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, I request you, implore you, make dua to Allah for me. Make dua to Allah for me. Allah, give me istiqamat. Allah, give me steadfastness. Give me that akhlaq also. That akhlaq that you love, your character, and the chastity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram say that he was so modest and so bashful. He was more bashful than a virgin girl also. So bashful he was. So shy he was. So shy. Now the woman has become brazen. Want to show off the beauty, show off the jewelry, show off the designer things. And Allama Rumi says, what Allah Makhluk is saying, Mujkudek, look at me, look at me. They want to show off, look at me, look at me, look at me. So you're actually challenging Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah says, Awalam yaro, Awalam yaro, Waka'i min ayatit. Allah said, don't you see, don't you see all my signs in the skies and the earth within yourselves? Don't you see me? What Makhluk is saying, don't you see me? Look at me, look at me. You're challenging Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, I sent you not to be looked at. I sent you to be mastur and to be hidden. That's why you call masturat. You are hidden. Nobody should notice you. Who should notice you? My husband. That's why one Sati told us, And when he comes with the masturat also, right, her desire should be that my husband looks at me. He has eyes for me. When he comes home, he must look at me. Everybody outside doesn't even worry about, don't notice me. I walked in, no problem. No problem. And the husband will notice me. That is opposite. But that's how they say, Mufti Sahab, that person who designed the Samira captain every day, I curse him. Say, la'anat on him. The Samira captain is. He said, no, boy, go home, he's bland, Samira captain. He said, nothing impressive, nothing to look at. He said, real. And when they go out now, we're going to dress up. He said, and I'm paying for it also. I'm paying for her garments and her garb for her to dress up for somebody else. To show some other ladies that she don't like. That they must see what she's wearing. Or other men must say, hey, see that auntie, how she's dressed, how she ties her this thing, scarf. Why you don't tie your scarf like that? But I do nothing. Say bland, non-attractive. All these tipsy-turvy. Whole environment has become like that. That is just for her now to make dua. Go to Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Because the Sahabiya came to Nabi Ali Salam. Make dua. Allah Ta'ala sort out my problem. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is alive. He must go to the Qabr and make dua to him. And ask them dua to him. To request him to make dua for her. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. Allah Ta'ala, give me the sharam and haya and my daughters and my children. And give me tawfiq to come into parada as you want me to become, to be in parada. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, when she was asked what's the most valuable thing to the masfurat, a woman, she would say that no man looks at me and I don't look at no ghair mahram man. Most valuable. So therefore you bury me also, cover my qabr. From there the sunnah started. That nobody saw me in their lifetime, no ghair mahram man saw me. So after my demise also, when I'm being buried, they also know ghair mahram man's eyes should follow my qabr also. Cover my qabr. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Nabi alayhi salatu salam passed away, then he was buried in her room and she would sleep in that room also. Thereafter her father was buried in the same room and she would still remain in that room. Then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu requested and he sent a message to her when he was wounded. He was stabbed in his belly by Feroz, the Zoroastrian, the fire worshipper. So he sent a request via his son Abdullah bin Umar. Request Aisha radiallahu anha, she gives permission that I be buried next to her father in the same room. So she consented. And before he passed away, he told his son that after my demise, ask her again. Possibly out of respect for me in my lifetime, she will give an ijazat. But after I pass away, ask her again. Whether she'll give permission. And she gave permission again. And when Umar bin Khattab was buried there, ghair mahram to her, that is when she built a wall. She built a wall out of sharam and haya, Umar bin Khattab, who was buried in that qabr in her room. What bashfulness. This is value for a woman. To be bashful and to be brazen. But who we blame? We blame ourselves. Out of love for the wife, we thought now we'll do this, she'll be happy. We'll give her that, she'll be happy. Let her go out, she'll be happy. Let her try that coffee, she'll be happy. And I ask you, is she happy, man? Now, how are we going to take it away now? When the coffee shop at home? Have everybody at home. Make the need and Allah will keep her happy. Whatever you want, we bring it within the house. To whatever extent you want it also, we'll give it to you at home. When you go out for coffee, no problem, go on the veranda, call all the friends. It will make veranda for you, put the astroturf there also for you, no problem. Do everything at home and see the sukoon and the muhabbat and the love after that. A little bit of qurbani. But at the same time, we tell the men now, keep the woman at home. And they complain, Marana, you see, keep them at home. But they're running every night somewhere else. So they must come support us at home also now. Because they gave us the facilities, but they got no time for us. So we must take our time also. Give them the time. We got one day is gush, one day is this, one day. So give them time. Sit with them. Have the coffee with them, whatever it is. Keep them happy. And when's the last time we fulfilled that sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he would take a morsel of food and put it in his Aisha's mouth? When's the last time? Right? Hazrat says it's time for that also. She puts a morsel in your mouth. You put a morsel in her mouth. There's time for that. Sometimes from the children now, they feel a bit shy now. Right? The Hazrat says, when's the last time you hugged her and you kissed her? Others say, now don't do that when you come from Isha Namaz. Now you know hunger in the kitchen. Children think now you're fighting. Abba, what's happening? He says, quietly, man. In front of the children now, they think, what's happening, you and Ammi? So he says, do it quietly. This going to sleep. Tell the wife, we'll have coffee together. We go on the veranda, make the coffee. Oh, I'll bring it. I'll sort it out. All right? And now you got the Romani creams. It's a romantic moment. I put one bite in her mouth, one bite in your mouth. And the, where she drank from, Nabi Ali says, Sunnat also. Hazrat Aisha, where she drank from, then he would take the same glass and you turn it around where she drank from, you would drink from there. Now there's no time. She's giving with her friends, giving with your chummies. Sunnat is gone. Sunnat is the most beautiful way. It's the most perfect way. It will create muhabbat and love. But now see what they've done to us. You don't have coffee, must leave the house. You don't have fun, leave the house. There's no more fun in the house. When you come, as it says, when you come home now, he can't even smile anymore. All the smiles are finished with the female rep, with the secretary. Now he comes home, they go, smashed up popo is coming. No smile. Tension, busy. She too, she's busy. He says, where is this Muhammad in the house anymore? Bring back the sunnats in the house. Now go to the Rosa Baba and ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, how will you want me to be as a husband? Ask Allah Ta'ala to give me those qualities. How you explain to the masturat, how they should be, that when the husband enters the house, إِذَا رَآهَا سَرَّتْهَا, when he looks at his wife, she makes him happy. وَإِذَا أَمَرَهَا أَطَاعَتْهُ, and when he commands her, she obeys him. She must make the dua. O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah Ta'ala to give me those qualities that you love in the masturat. O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah Ta'ala to give me that akhlaq that he taught us to have that character. This is the place to make the du'as. Now what du'as you make for the Rosa Mubarak, Allah knows best. But these are du'as to make. This was a cry of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ashiruhunna bil ma'ruf. Treat them kindly. How they should be to the husband. How we should be to them. How we should be to our parents. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, if my mother had to be alive, and I had to be on the musalla of imamat, in Masjid al-Nabwi, performing salah, and I would hear the call of my mother, I would abandon my salah, and I would obey her and run to her call. O Nabi, forgive me that khalaq also. I don't even know how to be a son. I don't know how to be a husband. I don't know how to be an ummati. A bilkul jahil admi. I come as a jahil here. I don't know anything. O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah to teach me. To teach me how you want me to be. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul. May yutiyu Allah wa Rasulahu. Allah Pak says, that obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is obedience to me, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to give me that jazba of ita'at and obedience to you, Ya Rasulullah, that Allah will become happy with me. So we are here right now. These are moments for us to go to Raza Mubarak and to ask Nabi of Allah to intercede on our behalf. Right? Now understand what is intercession, my dear brothers. All these things we take lightly, but you have to explain in dunya terms. Intercession. Such a great thing. If you understand this thing, there's no time to waste. We go this whole night and make dua. There's so much for me to make dua right now. Alright? Right, I'm sitting here also. Many of us may be dealing in the masturat. Whether we came with full visa, half visa, no visa. Nahab is going to go back. Go and make dua. Allah will turn the hearts around. We are asking to intercede on your behalf by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intercede. What's intercession? What's intercession? You got a contact somewhere. You got your builder, or you got one dentist, or you got one doctor, or you got one surgeon contact or connection of yours, or plumber also, electrician. So you ask your friend, hey, you got any electrician? Yeah, I got one. A friend of mine does a solid job and a good price also. He make a plan for me. Don't be saved, boy. Make a plan. Send a number to me. Say, okay, I'll send the number to you. And I'll message him also that you're going to phone him. We do that, boy. Right, already you softened the price now. Because, you know, the chombi of mine is going to phone you. Friend of mine is on the phone you, got some job. Make him a good price, man. So just because you phoned, now when that person will phone, already, okay, right, he told me you're going to phone me. I'll make a plan. I'm busy right now. But because now I know your connection, I know your cousin, whatever it is, so I'll make a plan, I'll come in between, maybe I'll come on Sunday also, come in my off time, because he gives me a lot of job, a lot of properties he has, so I'll come do your job, and don't worry about it, I'll just charge you for material. Happens, bae? Who interceded? One friend of mine, because he knew him. We can't compare to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Here's the main contact in Madinah Munawwara. Oh Nabi, if I intercede for me, put my case before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and my whole life must change. Well, make the dua of acceptance and don't be afraid. Ya Rasulullah, all those things that would anger you and you wouldn't like in my life, ask Allah to take it out from my life. And all those things that you love, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to put it in my life and to make me like that without any fear. And how you want me to be, how my life should be, what effort of deen I should make. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to give me that tawfiq and that himmat and that courage. As Hakim Sahib Rahim will say, courage of a lion. And I can fight my nafs now. So I can make these du'as. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, La'ayna Allahu al-nazira wal-manzoor ilay. He mentioned this hadith sharif, that Allah's curse upon that person who abuses his eye, looks at haram. Wal-manzoor ilay, and the one who beautified themselves to be looked at. And both of them is the curse of Allah. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, upon that person jiske upar lakh lakh champal mar rahe hai, usme kya khair hai? The person upon whom hundred thousands of sandals are falling upon him, Allah's curse. How is he going to have a good life? Allah's curse is coming upon him. Right? The champals are falling upon him. India before, they say what? WMB. But you know WMB? Weapon of mass destruction. WMD. Weapon of mass destruction. Champal and villain. Champal and villain in the old days. When the champal is going to fly, or you don't get with that, what they call villain? Rolling pin. Rolling pin for the roti. The solid that worked. The weapon of mass destruction. You know how little that was. If your mother took it out, or your father took out the one with the heel, you know you're born by. You're going to get it, and it's going to be blue. So, as Hakim Sahib said, Rahmatullah Ali, Nabi Ali Sahib said, you're going to abuse your eye. You're going to go back home now, you're going to go to the teller, to the cashier, or the check-in, and now you're going to smile at her, organize my seat for me, please. Organize the upgrade for me. You're downgrading. You're smiling at her, you're not upgrading. Think where you came from. He told you, Allah's curse upon you. Don't believe it. Allah's curse upon you. Then he said, why fighting with me? Because you're abusing your eye. And she's taking care of her eyes also. So all these things are not playthings. These things, and they say abuse of the eye, Hakim Sahib Bose Rahmatullah Alayhi, is one of the things that blocks kalima at the time of mort. When he goes, because this is Sahmu Iblis Masmoom. This is the arrow of Iblis, the poisonous arrow, the most poisonous one. She's dressing up to be looked at. And he's looking also. And both of them is the curse of Allah. He says, the curse of Allah. And who cursed? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My mother will just curse me. Finished. I'm done. My mother cursed me. Father cursed me. Ya Nabi, of Allah's curses. It's a reality. So we go to Rosa Mubarak and make these du'as, read the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so we understand that who we're going to stand in front of. We're going to present ourselves over there. And he's alive. He knows me. What du'as to make. And remember, no matter how sinful we are still welcomed. Khalid bin Walid was still welcomed. Wahshi was still welcomed. Although he hurt the heart of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, was still to welcome. Hind also welcomed. She chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One sahabi like this, he was still welcomed. So don't think now, where I'm going to go there? Yes, we should feel ashamed. But then to where we have the level of taqwa. We say, Nabi, if Allah, we still want to come with our blackened faces. Where else do I go to? Where else do I go to? The door never closed for us. The beautiful incident always we hear about that Wali of Allah was giving the bayan and he's telling his murids and his followers in the masjid, continue tapping the door of Allah, Allah will open the door. And just adjacent to the masjid, an old woman was staying there, very pious woman. Now that Wali of Allah, he was on a high level. But she was on a higher level. The houses in the Middle Eastern countries, all houses are just joined by one wall. And that have mud walls also. So he is shouting in the masjid, continue tapping the door of Allah, Allah will open it. She couldn't hold herself back. So she shouted and said, I never heard the door of Allah closing anytime. When did it close? It's always open. You don't want to step in. I went to Rosa Mubarak, but I'm still holding back still. I don't want to I don't want to step in. I just make salat and salam and I'm out. My phone is still of everything. My life is still of everything. I don't want to make tawbah. I don't want to change it. I'm afraid what's going to happen. Don't be fearful. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will never leave our hand. He never left it. We left it. We left the rahmat of Allah. Allah never left us. Mullah Ali Khari rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person protects his eyes, whether male or female, then he says, ya dakhalat halawatul iman fi qalb al mu'min la takhruj abada. When the sweetness of iman will enter the heart of a mu'min, it will never come out. It will. Allah will never take it out. You are the one that will take it out. Allah already gave it to you, but now you have used your eyes again. Allah doesn't want to deprive you. I'm the one that's depriving myself. So Allah give us understanding, my dear brothers. There's so much enjoyment in deen. And dunya is short-lived. How much you're going to eat, be full. Then Hazrat says, you ate so much now. It was so delicious, so tasty. You ate to your full. The dessert come. That also you tried. Then the kahwa came. That to bring that on. And the chai came also. And the shai came also. He said, "By bring it. By let's taste it now." And then after all of that now, he said, "Hey, now I got a problem. Where's the Enos? Where's the Remis?" Jannat is only enjoyment. In deen is only enjoyment. There's no overdose in deen. Dunya, how much you're going to have? And how much you're going to have? And how much you're going to buy? And how much you're going to shop? And then after that, you're still unhappy. Nobody's happy. You're still unhappy. Deen little bit will come in your heart. You become so happy. Allah will give you sukoon e dil. Sukoon e jahan Medina mein hai. The sukoon of the entire universe is in Medina Munawwara. I'm not going to take it from here, import it back home. Where am I going to get it from? You're not going to get it in some other place where you go for shopping and everything else. Or gambling. Or some water park or this park. It's all na park. This is Medina park. The incident came to mind. Or their brother is waiting for his passport to come. Allah Ta'ala send his passport for him, inshallah. So I remember now, when his father came for Hajj, that time his father was on a different line altogether, in Qawali, etc. But the ishq was there of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He said to me, when I came to Medina Munawwara, I sat at the back of the bus. And as we came near to the hotel, I could see the minarets of the masjid. I took out my shoes. Jutiya nikala. I took out my shoes and I didn't have the courage to raise my gaze also. Because me napak or ye park jaga. He said, when everybody came out, they shouted for their bags. He said, I thought to myself, do you know what they are? They worry about your bag right now. Do you know what place this is where you've come to? He said, I came out from the bus. I went to the back of the bus and I fell down into sajda and I kissed the Zameen of Medina Munawwara, Zameen of Park of Medina Munawwara, the pure Zameen of Medina Munawwara. On this point, Hazrat says also that to a certain extent, we thank the Hukumat and the government, and now they tiled everything. Because Allah Park knew that we Napak was not to walk on the pure sand of Medina Munawwara, because when you come here, sometimes you spit, sometimes you smoke, and you throw the buds over there, you're not fit to walk on the pure sand. Better we tile it. To walk on the tiles. He said, I came and I kissed the Zameen Park of Medina Munawwara and he says, Sir, maine poocha. Zameen Park say, oh, the park, Zameen of Medina Munawwara, you are a park and this Napak Ahmad is here and you are a park. Do you give this Napak one, impure one, permission to walk on your park place? I asked permission before I walked. But I'm not for to walk over here right now. How can I walk? My Nabi walked on the Zameen. Where can I walk on this piece of earth? This is ma'rifat of where we are right now. Otherwise, you'll come every time. I'm talking about myself. Coming every time, we don't really know. And Shaykh Ali Tantawi, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned one time. He said, the first time I came to Madina Tayyiba, we came as a qafla by road from Syria. It's a long incident as we came, the feelings of the heart, etc. He says, now, years later, we don't feel like that anymore. He says, why? Because he said, Madiyat has caught the heart. Materialism. Materialism kills the heart. The love for material kills the spiritual heart. How do you know I have the love for materialism? Where that becomes the objective. I need to make it. And I can't live without it. He says, one is, if I don't have it, it's all right. I can sleep on the floor. Bathroom, no bathroom, whatever food comes. Alhamdulillah. Allah Pak has given it, we use it. If it is not there, no problem. No problem. Doesn't affect my heart. Allah Pak opened it, alhamdulillah, we use it. We spend it in the path of Allah also. Doesn't affect the heart. Doesn't make me big. As I say, now if he's making your head big, then tie the turban tight. So the head doesn't swell. So wear a tight turban to keep the head in place. He says, it doesn't bother me. Have it, won't have it. Think in the room I wanted also. No problem. It's deep. Doesn't bother us whether on the floor, whether on the ground, whether on a fancy bed. It's all the same. Sawa, sawa. Doesn't matter to me. For the masturat also. So, what are you speaking of? Sheikh Ali Tantabi rahmatullahi. They say, what has happened now? The feeling is no more there. So then I realized. I was writing to Sheikh Abu Hassan Ali Najib rahmatullahi alayhi. So then I realized the maddiyat, materialism has caught my heart. That now I just booked the ticket, just pay for it, jumped the flight, pre-ordered my food on the plane, hardly partake of it, fall asleep a little while, the hotel is already booked, jump into the taxi and I'm here already. He says, it's all done because I've got the means. So that has killed my heart. I rely on the means. No more dua. Ya Allah, accept me. I've got the means, so I just book it. There's no dua also, Ya Allah, please, I want to go, I want to go. Whether I've got the means or not, it says the cry is no more there. So I just book it. Wife will say also, hey, you booked the room, you did this, right, done. Sorted out. Already checking is done online. There's no even dua behind it. Or taking a sadqa also, Ya Allah, I'm going to Madina Munawwara, clean my records and my files, Ya Allah. Taking your sadqa. Sadqa cools the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm going to Madina Park. Allah, take out some sadqa a little bit. Make some dua. Turaqa salatu tawbah before I go. And then I'm preparing myself spiritually. No more preparation. Now Allah make maaf. The reality is, I'm preparing for Ramadan already. What's my preparation? Points. Well, you got the points. You got the points. And you got the executive lounge. Right? Because after Tarawih, you're going to go and relax over there now. And everything will come out. The hookah will come out. And this will come out. And everything else will come out. To relax here, Ramadan time. 10 rakats and Tarawih is done. And we join the Qiyamul Layl as more virtue to us than the Tarawih namaz also. Tarawih is sunnat. Tarawih is sunnat. Khatm al-Quran is sunnat. But Qiyamul Layl, tahajjud, that's tahajjud. Tahajjud is a nafil ibadat, an individual ibadat. Tahajjud, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, surid alone. So Qiyamul Layl is nafil. And how can that compare to something which is sunnat? Tarawih. Subhanallah. How Shaykh teaches us. One time he asked me, he said, well, Yusuf, what's more, what's afdal, what's more virtuous? Qailula, the afternoon sleep or the sleep after the meals, that is sunnah, or tahajjud namaz. Now I'm thinking in my head, Ya Allah, tahajjud, all the riwayat, all the hadith. I'm thinking now, Qailula, I can't even remember what hadith or what reward for sleeping. So anyway, I didn't answer. Hazrat says, he says, Qailula is better than tahajjud. Hazrat, how comes? Qailullah is sunnat. Tahajjud is nafil. Sunnat is sunnat. But remember that Qailullah is sunnat. Is sunnat with the intention to wake up for tahajjud. With the niyat to wake up, as Hazrat mentioned now. Make the niyat. What are you eating for? What are you sleeping for? To make ibadat, not to get fresh now, to go play pedal. And to go do this and to go do that. Then your sleep wasn't ibadat. The money you spend is going to be a burden for you on the day of Qiyamah. The time you spend with it will be against you. Make me at the Allah, getting strength for your ibadah, for your worship. Yes, to do some exercise in Mubah. Now these people say, but what also with the pedal? Is that the haram over there? Yes, it's permissible in essence. If everything else is permissible around it, it doesn't make me ghafil and unmindful of akhirah and namaz. Hijab, parada, everything is there and I'm dressed accordingly. With the correct intention to get strength, yes. أَرْسِلُ مَعَلَى غَدَى يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ Surah Yusuf. When the brothers came to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا They send Yusuf with us tomorrow. يَرْتَعْ We'll have a picnic. وَيَلْعَبْ And we'll play. And we will take care of him. Look after him. The Nabi of Allah won't get involved in something which is useless. So he gave the permission. Take Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Hamid rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir of Bayan al-Quran, he has the Masail al-Suluk, the Mas'alas of Tasawuf. So he mentioned this, see, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam allowed his sons to go for a picnic and to play a little bit. وَيَلْعَبُ يَلْعَبُ means to play. So he says any type of sport or any type of exercise that will keep a person fresh and fit for ibadat, that type of exercise is mustahab, commendable. That is, so no problem, get involved, do it. But not where your ligaments now get torn, then you fell down, somebody cupped you, or they chopped you, whatever they use the term now, and a person broke this and he broke that. Something that will keep you foot, no problem. Now, mashallah, I can go pedal, from pedal jamaat, I can join also. Jamaat is walking a little bit from my masjid, I can walk with them. Alhamdulillah. Alright? And a person can go for gush, his foot for ibadat, for salah, he's fresh in the morning, he can wake up, alhamdulillah. Very good. For that type of exercise, you're getting a reward for it. You're getting reward for it. Like Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned also, a person who keeps a horse behind, and he trains the horse to use it in the path of Allah. He says, the Hadith Sharif says, whatever he feeds that horse, he'll be rewarded. On the day of Qiyamah, it'll be weighed for him, the fodder. Not only that, even the droppings of that horse, even the droppings also will be weighed for him. He reward for the droppings of the horse. So when I went to buy a car, the niyat is, Ya Allah, I'm going to use it for gush. I'll go pick up the jamaat. I'll use it for majlis. Not that people look at me. I'll use it in the path of Allah. Now whatever petrol you're going to put in there, petrol price going up, your reward is getting higher also. Your reward is getting higher also. I think my wife, Mastura Jamaat, she got back problem. I bought this car because it's comfortable for her. Right? The back seat is very comfortable. So I bought it for her. It's a Maybach also. So she'll relax. Take a Mastura. She was driving sleeping bag, the very big one, like a Rolls Royce size one. Take her in Jamaat also. Mubarak. Allah will give you reward for it. We met one Sati in Jamaat in Bangladesh. He came from Emirates. Emirati he was. And dressed to kill, he was, mashallah. Everything was to the T. Remember, he was wearing navy blue waistcoat, navy blue kurta, navy blue socks and shoes also. He came with the ishtima. They were talking. So then he says, they call my Jamaat the five-star Jamaat. He came with his private plane also. And with his bed. And his khadim also. With his bed and his khadim and his trunks. Trunks of meat. He brought his chef, his cook, and everybody came. All of that five-star Jamaat. But still moving in the path of Allah. Now imagine the reward you got for all of that. But still moving. Still moving in the path of Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala for the deen of Allah. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to study the seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Few minutes when we come to Madinah Munawwara. Then we know who we are coming to right now and how to request him to make dua. Otherwise, we'll just be Guru Sharif. We leave, we go out, and we felt now I fulfill the haqq of Medina Sharif. But we haven't even tasted what is the haqq. We don't even know what is the haqq of Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that where we are right now, how to go there, how to make dua, how to request. As you mentioned, we tell the Sati, just make a call for me. Tell him I'm going to call him, make a price, make a plan for me. Wanna be of Allah, make a plan for me also. Make a plan for me, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that I go back changed. But the Masturat also not to fear change, that I want to go back changed. And to make the niyat when we're standing there. What's your plan to change now? Then we're going to put the plan forward. Just to conclude, when we were in Jamaat 1 year, they came to the end of the 1 year. Then we met one alim. And then he asked us that he finished the 1 year, what plan you made to shake your locality? For deen. Now we said, we didn't make any plan. He said, we didn't make any plan. How to fully emerge the musallis? We didn't make any plan for whole 1 year you are here right now. He said, no. Just start the 1 year again. Start the 1 year again. This man is going on the trip. He's already got a plan. Boy going to study overseas. He got a plan already. I'll open a practice. I want to do this. We didn't make a plan still. Brain dead. When it comes to deen, brain dead. Now, so dunya, now you're super alive now. How am I going to make a buck? Quickly. The youngsters now, they all want to make money on the phone. I don't know how they make money on the phone. They're going to sit now in the room, make money. Or Bitcoin and all these things over here. It goes up and it comes down and they get depressed like that also. You got his high, then you got frustration, and you got depression. This barakat in tijarat. Nabi Sallam made dua for the tajir, for the businessman. He'll take a knock and he'll make it also. But his dua is on tawakkul. Okay, what do you say? So what plan you made? What plan you made? So he also put it forward to Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi, this is my plan now. This is my plan, the abundance of deen you've given me, I want to go back now. I want to go back now, this is my place, this is my plan, how I want to change my life. I'll make the dua and put the plan forward. I got my gush, with the one gush a week, two gush a week. My daily ta'lim in the masjid. The ta'lim in the masjid is a dose of hidayat for the day. Dose of hidayat for the day. If I missed it, I missed the dose. I have to sit there 5 minutes, 10 minutes, listen to the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for it to come into my heart. Then in my house also, Nabi of Allah, all his amal was taking place right here in your masjid. Da'ud was taking place. Ta'lim and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Dhikr and ibadat and khidmat was taking place, Nabi of Allah. I'm taking it back home right now. I'm taking, this is my plan, how I'm going to do it. Then Thursday night I got majlis. Friday night I got shab guzari. At least hayatu sahaba wa nabi of Allah, I'll go and sit how your sahaba to gain from you. Make all the plans now and present it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Nabi of Allah, get it passed. Get it passed. This is now my whole plan. We have to put it there. We can't just have wishful thinking is what happened. For nikah, it doesn't happen like that, bhai. For nikah, it doesn't happen. And that incident of that farmer's son. Not the farmer's son. He was dressed with suit, boot and tie. Suit, boot and tie. Farmer's son. And he's going to the village, going to the city. They're all dressed up, everything is shining. Friends saw him, where are you going? I'm going to get married. You farm boy, who are you getting married to? King's daughter. Princess. You're getting married to the king's daughter, farm boy. Look at how you dress, outdated fashion also. And you bounce here and you walk, you must have bounce also. He said, no, half the nikah is done. So how half the nikah? He said, I accepted her already. She must accept me. She must accept me. Like one sati says, that I want to marry a certain woman. So, I don't have the time. She must make quick. She must make quick. She's got the watch, but I don't have the time. So make nikah quickly. Make nikah quickly. So here I'm going to present the case to Nabi Ali. I have no time right now. Nabi of Allah, this is my plan for my hidayat, for my wife also. She must go into pardah. Make dua for her also. And my daughters also. And my son also. O Nabi of Allah, they must become a sample of you. Example of you. Don't be afraid for change. Go and make the dua to Nabi alayhi salam. Present my entire case to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this one dua, don't forget, which is very, very important nowadays. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to save my progeny from kufr. It's happening right now. From kufr. They're going into irtidad. They're turning away from deen, from shirk, from drugs, from womanizing, from zina. O Nabi of Allah, ask Allah to save my progeny. There should be no kafir in my progeny, no fornicator, no drug addict. They all should be upon your sunnah. When present all this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Mufti Lajpuri rahmatullah alayhi says, he given past a fatwa, that that dua that is void, that dua that is void of dua for the ummat, or dua naqis dua. That dua is incomplete. The Nabi never forgot you. So don't go there and make dua for yourself and your family. Or make dua for his ummat also. Go stand there as an ummati, not as a family person. This is my family. Go stand there as an ummati. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.